Tomorrow is the day it becomes legal for people to download blueprints to make their own plastic, undetectable, unlicensed guns. And 8 states and the District of Columbia are suing the Trump administration over its decision to allow that to happen. The company behind the guns, Defense Distributed, actually released the plans a few days ago for fear they'd be blocked. And at least 1,000 people have already downloaded the AR-15 data. But now even President Trump is skeptical. He tweeted today, "I'm looking into 3D printed plastic guns being sold to the public. Already spoke to the NRA. Doesn't seem to make much sense." Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Robin.
So these downloadable plans were first released online in 2013 by Cody Wilson. He ran into legal problems right away. But even the Trump State Department was against them, agreeing with others that they presented a national security risk. So they reversed that decision.
Very suddenly, in a settlement with the company that has done these things. But, yeah, this has been downloaded already more than 100,000 times before it was blocked. So, yeah, you're right. The State Department shut it down, saying that this violates all sorts of laws that would allow the guns to fall into the hands of foreign actors, basically terrorists. And the Obama administration did that. The State Department under Trump carried that on. And then suddenly it reversed course. The ban was said to lift tomorrow, but they put the plans on the internet a little bit early. Mm-hmm. So it's been downloaded in the last few days more than 1,000 times. With it, you can print almost an entire gun. There are still a couple of parts you'll have to get, and of course, the ammunition.
Well, look, they can't be detected in metal detectors because they're plastic. They have no serial numbers. So there's a lot of concern here. Those behind the guns of the company are saying this is a First Amendment issue. They're comparing it to Nixon's attempts to block the Pentagon Papers.
Yeah, both a First Amendment and a Second Amendment issue. They're invoking the idea that it is actually about expression and about freedom of expression. And, of course, then relying on the Second Amendment. This gets legally very complicated. It's one of those things where that's why the State Department was involved as opposed to the Justice Department. And now it's there are a number of attorneys general who are suing the State Department to go back on this because it's a national security issue. It does take us down very interesting roads in the free speech discussion, but most people aren't sure that's exactly what this is.
Look, you mentioned these lawsuits filed by Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson, along with Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Oregon, Maryland, District of Columbia. What are they saying?
Well, they're concerned about this making guns untraceable, ghost guns, if you will. Never mind untraceable, you won't even know they existed. It circumvents a lot of regulations on gun control that have been deemed appropriate by various courts, including the Supreme Court. As you said, it becomes difficult to detect with metal detectors. Initially, when the guy made it who did this, he put a piece of metal in it that could be detected, but he said that's not mandatory. You don't have to have that. So 21 state attorney generals have sent letters to Jeff Sessions and Mike Pompeo because State Department's involved as well. But 8 of them have joined a lawsuit, and they're basically saying that this is deeply dangerous and could have an unprecedented impact on public safety. And keep in mind, you can't print the actual gun, but you can print the parts.
Right. Look, 22 seconds. A horse out of the barn on this, Ali Velshi?
Well, it's technology. And once you print something on the internet, it's really hard to get it back. And we do print a lot of things on the internet. But figuring out a way how to regulate guns that are printed at home is going to be important for us to do.
Yeah. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.